Unit 3, Science and Technology, Lesson A, page 18. 2. The Effects of Technology. A. Listen to an interview about genetically modified food. What are some advantages of this technology? Write them in the chart.
You're in the supermarket deciding what you want to buy. The tomatoes and corn look especially delicious. But wait, have those vegetables been genetically modified? Wouldn't you want to know before you bought them? Kimberly Casserly, a local environmentalist, believes it is everyone's right to know what they are eating. Kimberly, how would you make people aware that they are buying genetically modified foods?
Well, I think that we need to have a system where all genetically modified foods are clearly labeled in supermarkets. We label organic foods, so why not genetically modified foods?
Let's take a step back for a moment. Can you explain to our listeners exactly what genetically modified foods are?
What are genetically modified foods? Well, it's complicated to explain. Okay, genes are the blueprints for an organism, and genetic engineering is the process of artificially modifying these blueprints. Scientists can transfer the desirable genes of one organism to another, alter its genetic makeup, so to speak. Scientists now are routinely using genes from bacteria, viruses, insects, fish, and animals to modify crops.
They're using viruses? But what for?
Well, supporters of genetically modified foods want crops that are resistant to herbicides, plant-killing chemicals that farmers use to kill unwanted weeds and plants. Supporters say that these new genetically altered crops, such as corn, potatoes, and soybeans, are more resistant to certain bacteria, viruses, and insects.
Well, are there any health benefits?
Some claim that in the future, scientists will develop foods that are more nutritious and able to help prevent disease.
That sounds promising.
Well, yes, but I think the dangers outweigh the benefits. And the list of dangers is long. New toxins in foods, the spread of disease across species, disturbances in the ecological balance, herbicide-resistant plants that may grow out of control. They claim that we don't know what the long-term effects of producing genetically modified foods will be. And once changes are made in the genetic structure of organisms, they cannot be reversed. The problem will spread. Anyway, like I said, at the very least, producers and retailers should be required to clearly mark products that contain genetically modified ingredients.
So, what do you think? Will all this technology result in better crops and healthier food? Or is there a risk to humans and the environment that should not be ignored? Call in with your thoughts and let us know.